here's a story from The World.
Bipartisan cooperation in Washington is a tough sell. But this week, Republicans and Democrats got behind a Senate bill to improve America's competitive position with China. One large chunk of the spending would go to developing the U.S. semiconductor industry. We're talking computer chips, which may sound mundane, but they're used in just about everything we use. One urgent computer chip concern, there's a semiconductor shortage currently hampering the U.S. auto industry. Willie Shih is a professor at Harvard Business School. He's read most of the 200-plus page bill. Professor Shih, thanks for digesting it for us. In simple terms, what's causing the shortage of computer chips, and how far will this new law help address that?
The shortage, especially for the auto industry, has its roots in several things. A year ago, the automakers were all worried about survival, and they didn't want to go into bankruptcy. So what they did is they cut back on their future orders, right, because they all like to have lean supply chains. And meanwhile, you had the work-from-home things, you know, notebook computers, exercise machines, appliances that utilize, you know, semiconductors and computer chips. Those were on a tear from a demand standpoint. So they booked a lot of the capacity in these factories that manufacture these chips. And by the time the automakers saw that uptick and wanted to order more, the lead times for delivering those chips is stretched out.
And where do things stand today with semiconductors in the U.S.? Still not back to normal?
Still not back to normal. And this act, although it throws a lot of money at semiconductor manufacturing, that's not going to come soon enough to correct this shortage for the auto industry. A lot of people are saying it's going to be into next year before we see some relief on supplies.
So if you could recommend changes in this bill, where would you start?
In the bill that passed, there is a lot of money in there that is going to go into subsidies for domestic manufacturing. And I would rather see more money spent on R&D investment, which attracts more manufacturers to the U.S. We say, well, what we want to do is we want to equalize the cost compared to what it costs to manufacture in Taiwan or in Korea or China, ultimately. That may be a short-term fix. You know, my question will be, what will we have to show for that 5 years from now after we've spent that $52 billion?
More generally speaking, Willie, do you think the bill as written can achieve its desired result, basically taking more business away from China?
I think the parts of the bill that are very positive are really funding kind of that long-term R&D, right? I mean, this is what the U.S. is historically very good at. You know, let's look at the mRNA vaccines that everybody says have been a miracle in the last year. And one of the reasons the U.S. has the leadership position is because we made tremendous investments in molecular biology, genomics, biotechnology in the 1990s and the 2000s. So the parts of the bill which fund that type of long-term R&D, that's what really gets that whole flywheel going for us.
So one more thing, Willie. We've seen the past year some very hurtful anti-China rhetoric that has been linked to anti-Asian hate crimes in American cities. Does this bill, with its anti-China focus, does it risk stoking more violence against Asian Americans?
I don't like to see that type of language because it just fosters a more, I'm going to try to get along without the other. So I don't see that as a constructive direction, but it probably helped rally support for the bill.
Does that bother you?
Well, it does bother me because I think we, in the end, will benefit from calmer relations with China, and they would benefit from calmer relations with the U.S.
Willie Shih is a professor at Harvard Business School and co-author of the book Producing Prosperity, Why America Needs a Manufacturing Renaissance. Professor, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for your invitation. From PR.